between the Orlando shooter Omar Mateen and police. Special Agent Ronald Hopper says Mateen swore allegiance to ISIS.
The killer of 49 and the shooter of 53 others identified himself as an Islamic soldier who pledged allegiance to a terrorist organization which was bent on killing Americans.
But he says they will not release the 911 tapes. Major changes in Donald Trump's campaign today. The presumptive GOP presidential nominee has parted ways with Corey Lewandowski.
Presidential campaigns grow like this all the time. Seldom does the same person stay in charge the whole campaign. But, you know, the general election is much different than a primary, and obviously Mr. Trump wanted to make a change.
That was senior advisor Barry Bennett in a Fox News interview. He says he believes campaign chairman Paul Manafort will take over. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries from Trending Today USA. As I look at all of the best websites in the world, one of the ones that actually kind of brings a tear to my eye every day, and I know a lot of my female friends love it, it's thoughtfulwomen.org. And Heather Laskin, what do you do at thoughtfulwomen.org?
Well, Rusty, we have all kinds of stuff on our site. It's basically, you know, stuff that would be interesting to a thoughtful woman. So everything from recipes and tips and tricks, you know, in your kitchen or your house, to inspiring and uplifting stories, to news and political type articles, just kind of the whole gamut of things.
The uplifting stories, that's where you really kind of shine at thoughtfulwomen.org, don't you think?
Yeah, that's what people tend to really gravitate towards.
It's stuff that you want people to feel good about, a great website to go into the morning, get that nice inspiration every day.
Yeah, exactly. And we love getting to find those stories and share them with everyone.
All right, well, Heather Laskin does a great job. Make sure you check out this incredible website, thoughtfulwomen.org. That's thoughtfulwomen.org.
The Senate is set to vote on gun laws today. Democrats used the recent Orlando mass shooting as a reason to rush legislation. California Senator Dianne Feinstein told CBS Face the Nation her proposal is one of four to get a procedural vote.
This is really a national security issue.
All four will likely fail to hit the 60-vote threshold needed to move forward. Two of the measures are aimed at expanding background checks, but the GOP added two measures to protect gun owners' rights and focus more attention on terrorism. Tens of thousands of people in Orlando remembered last week's deadly terror attacks at a gay nightclub. A candlelight vigil was held last night in the city, 1 week after the massacre that left 49 dead and over 50 injured. The Southwest is experiencing extreme heat, and it caused a flight to be rerouted. A United Express flight wasn't far from Sky Harbor International Airport yesterday when it had to turn around. Phoenix was experiencing a record high 118 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
House Speaker Paul Ryan thinks Donald Trump's campaign needs to accentuate the positive and bring people together.
The Republican lawmaker from Wisconsin telling NBC's Meet the Press he believes the likely GOP presidential nominee can run that type of campaign, but the question is whether he chooses to do so. Ryan's endorsed Trump despite voicing opposition to a proposal for a temporary ban on Muslim immigration. Ryan says he'll vote for Trump but urges other Republicans to not do something contrary to their conscience when it comes to voicing their support in the presidential race. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
Florida Governor Rick Scott is calling on the Justice Department to release complete, unedited transcripts of the phone calls made by the Orlando nightclub shooter. He disagrees with Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who claims she had the transcripts edited to prevent further trauma to the victims' families. The FBI says it didn't want to give more attention to groups like ISIS. A Baltimore judge says he will issue a verdict in the latest Freddie Gray officer trial on Thursday. Judge Barry Williams heard closing arguments today in the case against Officer Caesar Goodson, who drove the police van in which Gray is believed to have suffered a fatal spinal cord injury. Goodson faces the most serious charges of the six officers implicated in Gray's death, including second-degree depraved heart murder and other offenses. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com. President Obama held another news conference earlier today.
He was able to obtain these weapons legally because he did not have a criminal record that in some ways would prohibit him from purchasing these weapons.
Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton is avoiding the issue of radical Islam and is blaming homophobia.
A madman filled with hate, with guns in his hands, and just a horrible sense of vengeance and vindictiveness in his heart.
Omar Mateen killed 49 people at the Pulse and injured 50 before he was taken out by law enforcement. FBI Director James Comey says the Bureau is looking into his motives. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a three-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Florida Governor Rick Scott is speaking out about the need to stop terrorists in the aftermath of the Orlando attack.
We're going to continue to work hard to take care of these families and make sure we try to get this community back and the state back to work as quickly as we can. But right now, it's time to grieve for each family member that either lost a loved one or still has somebody in a hospital.
But he promised severe punishment for others thinking of copycat crimes. Not all the victims have been identified. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi says her office is still trying to reach some of the families. The father of the jihadist, Omar Mateen, Sadiq Mateen, is claiming he was surprised by the massacre.
What he did was act of terrorism, and he strike inside the house, which is against my principle.
But the killer had been to Saudi Arabia two times in recent years. An ex-coworker is speaking out, claiming the former security guard was unstable, but supervisors were afraid to fire him because he was Muslim. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
If you're looking to make your credit score better, be careful. Scammers can not only steal your information, but may also turn you into a crook. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
According to the Federal Trade Commission, there are a few easy ways to spot a credit repair scam. First, if the company asks for payment before they render any services. Also, if they ask that you do not contact the credit reporting agencies directly. And if they suggest giving false information when applying for a mortgage or a loan. Another troubling trend among credit repair scammers, the promise of an entirely new credit identity, which can unwittingly land a consumer in trouble with the law. You can spot these scams when a service suggests abandoning a Social Security number as a primary source of identification, and instead using a new number they assign and call a CPN for credit privacy number or credit profile number. In many cases, these numbers are stolen Social Security numbers, often from children, which is why they have a clean credit slate. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
A school district in Ohio is suing the federal government over President Obama's transgender mandate. The Highland Local School District is arguing that students' right to privacy is being violated when they have to share a restroom or locker room with a student of the opposite sex. It has been filed by Alliance Defending Freedom. The problem revolves around one transgender student who filed a complaint. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
And I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and Hunterdon, and I'm coming to you live from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studio located in Flemington, New Jersey. It's June 13th, and I have a special show for everyone today. We have a lot of guests crammed into the studio. I had to grab some extra chairs, and we're going to have a good time today. There's a lot going on in the world, but it's important to take a moment and enjoy what's in your local community and to find a way to support some of the special things that are happening. So we're going to be talking about two things today. We're going to be talking about Immaculate Conception School, and we're going to be talking about the Immaculate Conception Parish Festival, which is going on June 15th to the 19th. So we have a lot to talk about, and I have four young guests in my studio that are all students at Immaculate Conception School, which is located in Annandale, New Jersey. And I have with me the marketing director, Sharon Hilwig. So I hope you are able to stay with us today as we get this all under control over here. Everything's under control in this studio, as always. Ha ha. So we're going to start with our quote about education. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. And that quote is brought to us today from Nelson Mandela. So thank you for sharing that with us and reminding us about the importance of education. We're going to do a commercial break, and then we'll be back with the weather. Stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and Hunter, and I'm back to tell you about the weather for today, June 13th. So what do we have going on for the weather? We have a pretty sunny sky, although it's getting a little bit overcast now. It's 65 degrees, and there's not much wind. Yesterday, we were enjoying some gusty winds up to 35 miles an hour, but today, it's pretty much under control, mostly sunny. Our high was 77 degrees, and again, we're mostly overcast now, but we do have the light wind, so it is a nice day out. Tomorrow it's much of the same, a little bit sunnier and a little bit warmer. We have a high of 79 Tuesday, June 14th. That looks like a good beach day. Wednesday, we do have a very nice day, mostly sunny with a high of 84, and then we do have a chance of showers Wednesday evening. So if you are a gardener and you're enjoying the blooms right now, make sure you give everything a little drink. I don't think we have a drought right now, but it is dusty and dry. So if we don't have the chance of showers Thursday or Thursday evening, we do have a 90% chance of showers on Friday. So it looks like a pretty good weather week, but you want to get your beach day in on Tuesday or Wednesday. Those are the best days for the beach. So I hope everyone has a great week, and we're going to go right into our segment now talking about a special school that's located in Hunterdon County. It is the Immaculate Conception School, and I would like to introduce to all my listeners the marketing director from Immaculate Conception School, and that's Sharon Hilwig. Sharon, welcome.
Thank you, Georgine. It's nice to be here.
Great. Thanks so much for coming on. I know that a lot of people have probably driven past the parish, and perhaps they've seen the sign that says Blue Ribbon School, but perhaps they haven't. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the school, what grades are able to attend the school, and a little bit of the history.
Sure. The school actually takes care of children in preschool 3 on through to 8th grade, and as you mentioned, we are a National Blue Ribbon School of Academic Excellence from 2013. And a lot of folks don't realize, but that Blue Ribbon is not something I hear. You were a Blue Ribbon school in 2013, but what happened in 14, 15, and 16? Then National Blue Ribbon is not something that it gets earned each year. After 5 years, we then would have the opportunity to apply for the National Blue Ribbon once again. But we did earn that National Blue Ribbon in 2013, which means that we keep that always as a 2013 National Blue Ribbon school.
That's an important point to bring up for our listeners, because they do want to see a new banner every year and are a little concerned if they don't understand the accreditation process and the comprehensiveness of that. So the rating is every 3 years, so you'll be going for that again? 5 years, sorry, every 5 years. So we're looking at 2018?
Possibly.
Possibly 2018.
It's a lot of work that goes into doing those applications.
I can imagine. So preschool age 3, and that goes right to 8th grade?
It's through 8th grade, yes.
Excellent. And I know a lot of people want to know, this is a private Catholic school, and in the studio we do have 4 students we'll be introducing shortly that do attend the school. We'll figure out what grades they're in and going into. And I have 2 nieces, and they both have attended Catholic school, and my niece is now in a Catholic high school. So I'm a little bit familiar with how things operate, a little bit different as a private school and a private Catholic school. But you do have people of all faiths in the school?
Absolutely. All faiths, and everyone is welcome to join our school. We do practice, obviously, the Catholic religion, and some of the things that we do to practice that faith. Each morning, we actually start off with morning prayer and a morning gathering at our school, which is a school-wide, well, first through eighth grade, in our big school building. And our early education group does their own form of gathering in their building. But we start with a scripture reading from the principal. We do intentions. Anybody and everybody is welcome to get up and do a special intention. And then we do the Pledge of Allegiance, a patriotic song, and we're off to homeroom. So I've had parents tell me that they're welcome as well to come to morning gathering, and they enjoy it because it starts their day. And probably the one thing I hear from most of our alumni that leave us and go to a public school, high school, say that that's the one thing they miss the most about Immaculate Conception is that morning gathering.
And it's nice, and I think people forget that it's open to people of all faiths, and it's a welcoming environment for children for learning. Well, that's wonderful. We're going to be talking a little bit more personally from some of the students as we go into our next segment. But for now, I do need to do a commercial, and then we'll be back to talk more to Sharon and to Ryan and Katie and Ben and Richard. So I hope you stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host here at Hot in Hunterdon, and we were just talking about the Immaculate Conception School, which is a school in Hunterdon County, preschool age 3 to 8th grade. We're going to be talking to some of the students today, but I asked Sharon to come on, and she had gotten bumped when we had a little technical difficulties with our hosting, so I was so glad she could come back now, but the timing is just as good as it was for our last scheduled segment, which is talking about open house activities for a Catholic school. So maybe you could talk a little bit about how the school opens its doors up to the public and people can come and get a tour, and you recently had some open house activities.
We did have open houses actually one each month practically throughout the school year, which were all very well attended. So it became to be kind of an exciting time to meet new people that are interested in seeing the school and seeing the works of our students. And throughout the summer, we're going to be conducting in private tours. Obviously, school's not in session, so that's not something folks could see, but they sure can see our classrooms and meet with our administration throughout the summer. So we're actually conducting those tours on an as-needed basis, and folks can contact the school office to schedule those private tours.
And that is a fun time to go in and to be able to talk to some of the teachers and to get a feel for the school. So I'll remind our listeners again, the next time you're doing a hosting, we'll put something on our Facebook page if they want to come and do a tour and check out the Immaculate Conception School in a nice, relaxed atmosphere. And that was a great way to segue into the second reason that the timing is so perfect for your visit here today, Sharon. And that is because an event that you have coming up in, when is it? June 15th, which is in 2 days, so on Wednesday. So we're going to do our commercial break, and then we're going to come back and talk about the Immaculate Conception Parish Festival. So I hope everyone stays with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're live in the studio with Sharon Hilwig, the Marketing Director of Immaculate Conception School, which is a Hunterdon County private Catholic school. That's open and welcome to all students and learners, preschool age 3 up to 8th grade. And we're talking about an event that's going on and it's being hosted by the parish June 15th to the 18th. So Sharon, can you share with our listeners what is going on in Hunterdon County? What's hot? It's our hot topic today.
Absolutely. The Immaculate Conception Parish Festival begins in 2 days. Wednesday, June 15th, and it runs through Sunday, June 19th. And if you haven't been to the festival before, I really encourage you to come out. Bring the kids. It's fun for folks of all ages. And we have some great entertainment. Each night there is a nightly lineup of entertainment, live entertainment. And we also have firework nights, June 15th on Wednesday. The opening night is fireworks, as well as Saturday evening. And we also have wristband night. If you're not familiar with wristband night is, for one low fee, the kids get to purchase a wristband and ride all night. So that's a very popular night for us. And the food is great. There's a lots of great prizes, a huge tricky tray opportunity, 50-50 tickets. So fun for everyone.
Well, it sounds like it is. Now, for people in Hunterdon County, it might be a little easier to describe where this great festival takes place. If you're on Route 31, there's a, I guess, it, I don't even know what road that is.
From Route 31 coming, Route 31 North, it's the old Allerton Road exit, so it's right where the Honda dealership is. So if you've gone past the Honda dealership, you've gone too far. So as soon as you make that right, just about a quarter of a mile down the road on the right, you see the big parish that sits up on top of the hill. And right behind the parish on the grounds of the parking lot is where all the activity takes place.
Excellent. And I know there are signs. People are putting signs out to say the parish festival is going on. Those signs are pretty popular, and they're usually in very visible locations. And there is a lot of food there also, and baskets to win and chances. And so it's for children and it's for adults and every age in between. And you mentioned the fireworks. We're going to introduce our guests in a little bit and jump into some firsthand experience about the festival. But first, I want to start with Ryan. Ryan, are you live here? In our studio, meaning when we talk about radio being live, that means your mic is live and working and everything is going well there. So yeah. Thank you, Ryan, for joining me. I'll be introducing some of our students one at a time. But, Ryan, I wanted to start with you because you worked on an essay with a very good friend of mine.
Yes, I did.
And is that Mrs. DeSaro?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a very good teacher, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And you and she worked on an essay together, and I was hoping maybe you'd like to read it today.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My Catholic Education. I like coming to ICS because we study religion, the teachers are nice, and we do fun activities. ICS is a special place for me to be. When I am at school, I find that it is fun, and I am happy to be here. I study religion every day. We learn about God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We pray every day. We say intentions in morning gathering every day. We go to Mass the first Thursday every month. The teachers at ICS are important to me. They will help you when you are stuck on something, and when a kid is hurt, they will help. They can teach you many things. They teach you right from wrong. The teachers and you can have lots of fun learning. We have a really fun basketball team. We also do track and speed and agility. Some kids do band. We have destination imagination. A lot of kids do after-school activities. I'm getting a wonderful education and learn so much at ICS. ICS means so much to me, and I think you will love coming to ICS, too.
Well, that was very, very nice, Ryan. Thanks for sharing that. And you'll have to thank Mrs. DeSaro for working on that, so you can share that. So learning is fun?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can be if you have the right teacher and you're in the right environment with people that care about your education. I'm so glad that you've been having a good experience. And Ryan, will you be going to the fair?
Maybe. I don't know yet.
All right. Well, I hope I get to go to the fair. And I know Mrs. DeSaro usually makes me go, and she makes me spend money on the rides and all the fun tickets I have to get. And then she's like a social butterfly, isn't she? Do you guys ever get any work done at school?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Because
she likes to, she seems to know everyone. So it's always a fun time. And there's a lot of food at the festival, too. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Sharon, I'm going to go back to you for one moment. If you could just remind us again of the cost of admission, which is on the flyer. And there's different, okay, we're not sure about the cost of admission.
There's no cost to admission. There's just a ticket price.
Okay.
So you buy sheets of tickets for the rides.
Now, don't tell me the parking is free as well.
Parking is free.
Free parking and no admission cost. So the only things you're paying for are the things that either food-wise you're buying or rides that you're going to. That's amazing.
Or the tickets that Mary Jane sells.
And she does sell tickets. So that is excellent. Very good. So we have that to look forward to. And we did the weather. And let's see. If anyone remembers, do we have good weather for the festival? We could do a general yes. Yes? All right. Good. We're going to have some good weather for the 15th to the 18th. Now, I want to go to Katie because, Katie, I need a second source of validation about the learning that goes on at ICS. Do we call it ICS here? Okay, great, because there's other schools with the same name, so I didn't know if we used a different acronym. So, Katie, I know you were busy telling me that you were learning some things at school this year. Can you share with my listeners a little bit about what you learned?
Well, we learned reptiles, amphibians, mammals, like fish animals that live in the sea. And we learned about, like, St. Patrick's Day, like holidays. And we did some, like, fun activities with, like, the months of the year. And, like, with the 4th of July, we, like, celebrate a lot of times. And in the last day of school, we had this, like, fun really party to celebrate for the last day of school. And sometimes, like, when we have, like, St. Patrick parties or something, or, like, someone's birthday party, like, they bring in treats. They bring in, like, cupcakes or something. They bring in something so we can have a party together to celebrate that kid's birthday. So it was a lot of fun stuff.
Wow. Can you guys come to my work and make my work fun like this? Maybe not. All right. Now, Katie, you were talking about planets. Some of the planets have changed, and did you learn about Pluto?
Yeah, we learned about, like, almost all the planets.
Okay. Do you have a special planet that you really like learning about?
Well, I like Earth.
The Earth. Okay. That's a really good answer, Katie. That is an exceptional answer. So, again, I have Ryan, Katie, Ben, and Richard with me, all students at Immaculate Conception School. We're talking about the school as a welcoming and learning environment. That sounds pretty fun to me. And we're also talking about the festival. And Sharon, if you can just let our listeners know what the money that's raised from the festival, what it supports.
Sure. The festival is a parish and school event, so it helps to support both the parish community as well as the Immaculate Conception School community. It is a community builder event, so we encourage and like to see everyone in the community come out and participate in the festival. We get a lot of great volunteer activity from both the parish and the school families, and really an opportunity for families together to volunteer, whether it's helping with parking or food or the grounds, keeping the parking lot clear of any debris or anything. So it's a lot of great volunteer opportunities as well.
So it sounds like if you're thinking about the school or thinking about some type of faith-based outreach, that you could go on to the festival with the free parking and the free admission and learn a little bit more about the community and know that you're supporting something where education and learning is so important. We're going to do a little news break, but before we go, I'd like to introduce Ben here on the radio. Ben, we'll do a test, a live test here. Make sure that we explain what was live before. So, Ben, you're going to talk when we come back from the news break about the festival?
Yes.
Okay, great. And now we're going to go to, if you can move your mic over to Richard, so Richard can say hi before we go to our news break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to Ben and Richard about both the festival and why the school is so special. So, Richard, can you say hi?
Hi.
All right. So we have everyone live here in the studio. Again, I'm your host from Hot and Hunterdon. My name's Georgine Trinkle. We are talking about Immaculate Conception School. We're talking about the parish. And we're talking about the festival that is a fun time that's coming up. And ways that are community building events and ways to support a private school that is here in Hunterdon County, and it's our hot event. So listen for the news, because obviously there's a lot going on in the United States. We have a lot of things that we need to listen to for the news, but we'll be back here in the studio.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
The horror is beyond description.
More reaction from Washington regarding the Orlando shooting massacre. GOP contender Donald Trump just held a news conference.
If we don't get tough and if we don't get smart and fast, we're not going to have our country anymore. There will be nothing, absolutely nothing left.
Even though the jihadist Omar Mateen was an ISIS supporter, Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton is avoiding the issue of radical Islam.
Apparently consumed by rage against LGBT Americans, and by extension, the openness and diversity that defines our American way of life.
Mateen killed 49 people at a gay nightclub in Orlando Sunday morning and injured 50 before he was taken out by law enforcement. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphreys, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
FBI Director James Comey says the Bureau is looking into Mateen's motives.
There are strong indications of radicalization by this killer and of potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
In a briefing in Washington, Comey described the two times that Omar Mateen had come to the FBI's attention in 2013 and 2014. On both occasions, he says, the FBI decided Mateen wasn't a threat. But the killer had been to Saudi Arabia two times in recent years. He was also a security guard, and an ex-coworker is speaking out, claiming he was unstable, but supervisors were afraid to fire him because he was a Muslim. A federal appeals court is overturning the judgment against the estate of American sniper Chris Kyle for comments made about Jesse Ventura. Judges from the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled today there needs to be a new trial because of mistakes made by a lower court in Minnesota. The former governor sued Kyle in 2012 over claims he made in his biography. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Testimony is resuming today in the trial of a Baltimore police officer who drove the van with Freddie Gray in custody. Officer Caesar Goodson is facing a second-degree murder charge because the state claims he caused Gray's fatal spinal cord injury last year by giving him an unseat-belted rough ride in a police transport vehicle. Tragedy struck Roswell, New Mexico over the weekend, USA's Anthony Lucero reports.
According to police, 34-year-old Juan David Villegas Hernandez is suspected of murdering his wife and their four children, aged 14, 11, 7, and 3. A family member found the five victims, each sustaining gunshot wounds, around 11:15 Saturday night, and then immediately alerted authorities. The suspect is still at large. This neighbor spoke with local media, KOAT-TV.
The city of Roswell going through such tragedy like this, it's kind of hard to say words when it comes to your mouth, you know what I mean?
Police believe the shootings occurred sometime on Saturday, but don't know exactly what time they occurred. Villegas Hernandez is considered armed and dangerous. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Microsoft is buying LinkedIn. The cash deal is valued at $26.5 billion. Last year, the social network company had $3 billion in revenue, up 35% from the year before. Officials say it will accelerate the growth of LinkedIn, Microsoft Office 365, and Dynamics. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and 100. And today's June 13th. And because we're talking about a huge event going on in Hunterdon County, which is the Immaculate Conception Festival, I have to do weather one more time because the festival starts on the 15th, which is Wednesday evening, and runs into the 18th. So I want to make sure everyone knows every day is a good day to go to the festival. We have Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. Thursday, we only have a 40% chance of showers. And then Friday, we only have a 30% chance of showers with a high of 78. So we're talking about some great festival weather. And then Saturday, we have a sunny skies with a high near 81. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. So, I don't know, Sharon, did you have something to do with the weather? That you called in a special favor?
Prayers to the Holy Spirit.
Well, so far, it's looking really good. So, we have the festival starting on the 15th, which is Wednesday. And I was wondering if Ben would like to tell us a little bit about the festival and if he is planning on going, if he went last year, what the deal is with this festival. Can you give us the rundown?
Well, the festival is very fun, and I did go last year, and there's many rides to go on, and it's very fun. And I think the most popular one and one of my favorites is probably the rainbow.
The rainbow? You have to tell me a little bit more about the rainbow. Does it make you throw up? Does it make you laugh? What does it do?
It kind of goes, like, side to side, and it...
Does it go up in the air and then come back down, or does it do, like,
it kind of swaying
motion?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It sways, but I don't think anybody I've gotten sick on the ride, though.
You apparently have not been on the ride with me. That is one to make you go little crazy with your stomach, but is that one that goes very high?
Yeah, it goes really high.
And what's the highest ride or the scariest ride you've been on? Or they're not scary. The fun. How about the most fun ride?
The most fun, probably the bumper cars or the rainbows. Yeah.
All right, those are the two that we like. Now, is there a carousel? That's about my speed. Nice and slow, horses.
Yeah.
Possibly. Okay, so we'll have to look for that. Now, there are days when it's really, really fun to do a Ferris wheel. And with the weather that we have for the Ferris wheel, that might be a really good ride. Is there a Ferris wheel?
This year, yes. And last year, it wasn't really like a Ferris wheel where you sit down. It was kind of like you're sitting in this car, and then when you turn the wheel, you spin. So, but I don't think they're going to have it this year. I've never seen it, but hopefully this year they'll have it again.
Now, when school was wrapping up for you guys, were they putting all the rides out for the festival?
Yeah, there was a lot of trucks, and there was a bunch of people unloading them and getting the rides ready. It was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, I bet. I bet we were all watching outside.
Yeah.
to have that go on. And have you seen the fireworks?
Last year, I don't think so. I think I was there on the last day. I don't think I was there on the first day.
Okay, well, this year we have fireworks on 2 days. And just a reminder about the parking, when you are coming for the fireworks, there is a $2 parking charge that is necessary to get in to park to see the fireworks. And the fireworks are 2 days this year?
Yes. On Wednesday, June 15th, and on Saturday, June 18th, are firework nights.
Excellent. The 15th and the 18th are firework nights, so that is good to know. So we do have a lot of rides going on and a lot of fun things going on. I know my younger niece, she made me take her to a wild group of rides recently, and there are some that were so scary I wouldn't even go on them. But I know that these are really popular to be able to see the rides. And I think that now we're going to ask Richard why he thinks the festival is so special. Richard, what do you think? You like the festival?
Yeah.
A little bit? A lot?
It's okay.
It's okay. Do you go one time or do you go every night? How does it?
Well, we didn't go last year, but for the past few years, I think that we went like 3 or 4 nights.
Wow. And are you planning to go at least once this year?
I think so.
All right. Good. That sounds like fun. And the festival, do you have a favorite ride at the festival?
Yes. I think my favorite rides are the Zipper and the Rainbow and Wipeout.
Wipeout? What is Wipeout?
So it's like this circle with like cars going around, like I think about 12 cars that go around and around, and then sometimes it goes like up in the air and it like spins you around like sideways and it brings you upside down and it brings you backwards too.
Backwards too? Yes. And does anyone get sick on this ride?
They probably feel sick, but I don't think they get sick.
Wow. What is that one called again?
The Wipeout.
The Wipeout. All right. And you are a student also at Immaculate Conception School, right?
Yes.
And you like going there?
Yes, I do.
Why do you think that the school is so special?
Because we do community service and we think about others before we think about us. And we do like fundraisers to help people, like the Houses for Haiti. And we make in the poor box, there's like a poor box for the village, the orphanage in the in Colombia. We raised a couple, I think $1,000 for that, for the orphanage in Colombia.
Wow, Richard, so you're fundraising, you're a future fund developer for the school, and sounds like a humanitarian also.
Yes.
Doing some international efforts to help other people. That sounds like a great thing to be focused on, and the fact that you know that you're helping other people and you think it's worthwhile is really exceptional. So I'm so glad I've gotten to meet all of you. Sharon, can you take us back then to reminding us some of the logistics of the festival, such as when it starts, the time of night, if it's, I think it's 6 to 9 p.m., but I'm not sure, you know, if you could give me that information. And what some of the food is offered there, because the big, I'm going to see if you guys can just shout out, what is the favorite carnival food?
Funnel cake.
Funnel cake. Very, very good. That's right. I've got all the mics live. So we have funnel cake here. What's your favorite?
Funnel cake.
All right. How about over here?
Funnel cake.
Katie's funnel cake? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how about you?
Cotton candy.
Oh, cotton candy.
I have to add one. I haven't had it, but I've heard that the deep fried Oreos are to die for.
Wow. Now, what am I going to eat? Or is there other food?
There's all sorts of foods. There's a pig roast on Friday evening. There's
do we have chicken tenders? Grilled chicken sandwiches?
Yes. Burgers. The burgers are great. Hot dogs.
Sausage and peppers? Mm-hmm. Sausage and peppers? Okay, your mics are live again. Are there any food items that we forgot? Do they have lemonade?
Yeah, there's a lot of drinks, and like they have like cheeseburgers and chicken tenders and
okay,
a lot more stuff.
And Katie?
There's a lot of like, there's
ice cream shops and stuff that, like, you get, like, ice cream, like, ice cream, funnel cake, cheeseburgers, chicken tenders, hot dogs, a lot of stuff that are fun, like, food that are good.
All right, great. And is there watermelon from you guys? Is there fruit, watermelon, smoothies, vegetable trays? What do we have anything like that?
I think so.
All right, good. Is that what you would eat?
I would eat the fruit, but I wouldn't eat the vegetables.
All right. That sounds good. We're going to do a commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit, wrapping up, about the school and the festival and some other events. This is not the only fundraiser that the parish hosts. There's certainly a lot of different types of events and opportunities for community building. So we're going to have Sharon touch upon that when we come back. But for now, we do have to pay the bills around here, so we're going to do our commercial breaks. Stay with us.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
This is Georgine Trickle, your host of Hot and Hunterdon. We have about 10 minutes left talking about our hot topic today, which is the Immaculate Conception Parish School, along with the festival, which obviously is a topic of excitement in the studio here with Ryan, Katie, Ben, and Richard, all who are giving me ideas about food items. I think we have little foodies in the studio here. Everyone's ready for some cotton candy. We almost missed the cotton candy. Katie told us about the hot dogs. Ben and Richard are very big on the funnel cakes, right? And who liked the cheeseburgers? Cheeseburgers. Here, we had two people wanting cheeseburgers. And I was looking for the veggie trays and got information on cotton candy. And is the cotton candy pink and blue?
Yeah.
Which one do you like?
I like the blue one.
The blue one, yeah. Over the pink. Is that what you're going to get this year?
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are some good choices with the cotton candy. Did I miss any food that I was talking about?
I think there's candy apples.
Wow. Candy apples to go with chocolate. What were they? Deep fried chocolate Oreos? Oh, dear. That is some serious food going on. So I imagine that you're going to recommend the blue cotton candy?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we might have to try that or the funnel cakes or some of the other great things that were mentioned here. And then we're going to go on a serious note to Sharon to talk a little bit. Just give us a brief overlay of how people can contact the school if they're interested, and maybe an example or two of some of the other events that the parish sponsors that people can come out and support and get to know the community.
Certainly. To contact the school, you can reach us at the school office at 908-735-6334. And because it is summer, we do have shortened hours till noon, Monday through Thursday. And we also have our school website, which is www.icsannandale.org. And we also have a Facebook page, too. So like us on Facebook. It's Immaculate Conception School Annandale is our Facebook page, and we're on Twitter as well. So we like to, you know, keep folks updated on Twitter and Facebook of everything that's happening around ICS. So it's a great way to follow us.
And I found a festival page today. So you also have a Facebook page just for the festival.
Yes, we do.
And that's where we could get information on all these great rides that make you maybe want to be sick, but don't actually make you sick. Which sounds like we had some really good recommendations today. Okay, thank you, Sharon, for sharing that information. Now, I want to see, who is our student government person? Okay, so a few weeks ago, I was lucky enough to have someone in the studio that was running an election for Warren County Sheriff. And it just so happens he won his election. So he wants to send some congratulations over to Sheriff Jim McDonald, who is now will be the sheriff for Warren County. But he ran such a wonderful election, and he was so gracious to come on and talk about some of the positive things to run for elected office and some of the campaigning and door-to-door. But I think someone here is on the student body. Is that right?
Yes.
And what position did you hold this year?
Just fifth grade representative.
Excellent. And did you enjoy being part of student government?
Yes, I did.
Excellent. So we have some ways. Sometimes we have to make changes when things are not going the way the masses want them to. And sometimes we have to correct things with our legislation and our laws. So it's great to have that experience. And whose favorite ride was the reflux? Was that yours? The wipeout?
That was me.
Okay. You like those rides. So you are recommending the parish festival?
Yes.
All right. So we have that going on from student government. Then we're going to go over and talk about some of the great things that maybe you're looking forward to for the festival. Do you want to talk about the reflux ride?
It's not a ride.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was
that
okay? I had it written down as one of these great exciting wipeout rides, but you wanted to talk about reflux, some type of
math.
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry. So reflux math. Can you give us a quick scenario on what that is?
Well, it's an online math education site, and you can learn your math facts on there. And in math class, our teachers usually let us do that. And there's after-school programs like ASI, and you can join them to practice your math, and reflex math will help you with your math facts. And it's a really good site because it's in a fun way, and it's while you're doing your math, you have to play math games, and sometimes you don't even realize that you're doing it because it's really fun.
Well, that's a great thing about learning. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to go over here to Ryan. Ryan, are you going to miss seeing Mrs. DeSero and your teachers this year when you're off for summer?
Yeah, I'm going to miss them.
That was That was a great essay that you read, and I'm glad that you have such great teachers. Now, we want to go back to Katie here. Katie was sharing all kinds of information with us before, and she was telling us about her favorite planets and the mammals that she was able to learn about this year. And Katie, are you going to the festival?
Yes, I'm especially going on the Himalaya because that's one of my favorite rides.
Wow, nobody mentioned that. What is the Himalaya?
Well, it's this ride, like you're in this room, half room, like a half roof. It's outside, and there's like a disco ball, like a giant disco ball in the middle on the floor, and there's like these little carts that are gold, silver, blue, and red.